Hi everyone, here's Mathieu. I'm super excited to be here with you today at the FOSDEM 2022 to talk about Flatcore Container Linux and how we test the whole operating system using our test framework. I work with Kinvolk slash Microsoft, and I spend most of my time giving some love to Flatcore Container Linux by upgrading packages, implementing new features, but also I have a strong focus on testing the operating system. By testing, it means I try to bring new ways to test the operating system using test framework, but also try to find new use case with the community to cover the operating system with a decent test suite. In this talk, we are going to talk about Flatcore Container Linux. So let's briefly introduce the operating system. It's designed to run container workloads. When we talk about container workloads, we can think about single Docker container or massive infrastructure with a hundred of nodes to support the infrastructure. So Flatcore Container Linux is designed to run this kind of workload. The operating system is based on Gentoo Linux, so with this history, we are able to provide some Gentoo mechanism to the operating system. For example, we have the use flag. So with the use flag, we are able to activate or deactivate some features for some softwares. So it's super useful in order to reduce the attack surface of the operating system, but also to ship the operating system with a minimal footprint into your ecosystem. So Flatcore is secure by default. We try to ship all the fix for the CVE as soon as they are published into the main channels of alpha, stable, beta. And also it's community driven. So at the beginning of each month, we start a community call with some external contributors and also the core maintainers of Flatcore. It's a great opportunity to talk about the upcoming features, the latest releases, but also to give some visibility to some contribution or some experiment regarding Flatcore. Feel free to join this kind of event because it's a great moment of exchange first, but it's also a good opportunity for you to get better knowledge around the operating system, but also to bring your use case on the table. Can be into your lab environment, but also in your production environment. It's always cool to learn about how the user are using Flatcore Container Linux. Another way we are community driven is that every 2 weeks we organize the release planning. So during this release planning, we talk about the new package we want to include into the operating system, but mainly we talk about upgrading the existing packages. And we try to prioritize this upgrade. It's really cool because it defines what's going to be into the next set of releases. And speaking of releases, Flatcore tries to release every 2 or 3 weeks for the main channels, so alpha, beta, and stable. And now we have a better overview of what is Flatcore Container Linux. Let's dig into the release process. So for each of the channel, there is 4 main steps, but they are spread on 2 or 3 days because it's really a big work to release Flatcore. We try to be really in the details in order to provide the best experiment for the best user experience for the user. So we first try to freeze the branch in order to tag the Git repository and the main branch in order to build the operating system. So once we build the image, it builds for each cloud provider, but also for local images. And after that, we test these images. So we are going to see how we can provide a common way to test these images in the next slide because it's the main focus of this talk. And finally, we generate the release notes. So this is all the notes related to which CVE are fixed, which package are being upgraded, and the new feature and the bug fixes and so on. So this is basically the four main steps of the release process, but let's have a focus on testing the operating system image. If we take an analogy with programming language, we could say that a test is basically sending an input and expect output and see if it match with the expected output. With that approach, it's quite complicated, quite challenging for an old operating system to do this approach, because we don't really know what we should expect as output. Flatcore is designed to run container workloads, so there is no single scenario, no common use case to being tested, because users can do whatever they want with the operating system. So there is no common way to think about a single use case. That's why it's quite important to join to the community call to bring that to our knowledge. So yeah, this is all the challenge of Flatcore Container Linux testing, is to be able to provide a decent coverage for covering most of the common use cases. Regarding the platforms, Flatcore is supported on many platforms: AWS, Azure, GCP. So we try to keep these platforms into the test when we write a test. Of course, the test try to be platform agnostic, because we want a feature, we want a package to work in the same way on AWS as Azure, as locally with a bare metal instance, for example. So we try to keep agnostic from the platforms. And also it's the same thing for the architectures. So recently, at the end of 2021, we released ARM64 into stable. So now we have ARM64 and AMD64 for the three main channels of Flatcore, and we try to integrate them and to cover them into the test suite in the same way. There is no different use case if we test ARM64 or AMD64. So this is a bit about the platforms and various architectures we want to support when we test Flatcore Container Linux. And finally, when we write a test for Flatcore, we need to get a couple of questions in mind in order to write a relevant test to the framework. So do we try to prevent a feature regression? We got the issue when etcd has been upgraded into the operating system. We got a regression, so we wrote a test to prevent any further regression. Is that a unit test? Is it something, we just want to be sure that the configuration is correctly loaded, or this program is working as expected? Or is that an integration test, when you want to test multiple components interacting between each other and you want to be sure that everything is working correctly and as expected? Now we talk about overview of the testing process of Flatcore into the release process. So let's dig into the implementation, how we actually test the things. For that, we are using Colla, which is a test framework, and it's part of Mantle. Mantle is a kind of big toolbox initially wrote by CoreOS. And in this toolbox, you have a bunch of tools I don't know, to deploy stuff, to publish artifacts, but you also have Colla, which is the test framework we are currently using into Flatcore Container Linux. It's super cool because it implements the previous statements we've seen in the overview. So let's dig into how it works. The easiest way to use Colla is to start locally. You just need a Linux operating system running on your computer, and that's it. It's the only requirements. You may need a bit of memory. Personally, I run with 8 gig of memory on my personal computer, and it works fine for most of the tests. For each of the tests we are going to run, there is between one and three instances that are going to be deployed. So yeah, this is something to have in mind when you test locally stuff. And you also need to have QEMU installed, because everything is done using this software to run the test. Like, so you can run ARM64 and AMD64 tests locally. It's quite powerful when you use it in complement of the Flatcore SDK, because from A to Z, you can go from implementing a new feature or fixing a bug to building locally the image, and finally implement a test, or just assert that you won't break anything with your new feature or your new bug fix. my teammate Thilo Fromm is currently giving a talk about modifying Flatcar operating system using our new SDK. So have a look if you're interested. This is the command to run a simple and local test. Nothing superficial. We have the platform, the board, and the source image, of course, since it's a local test. And finally, we have cl.basic, which is simply a test name. Most of these options are present by default. So by default, platform is QEMU and board is AMD64. So you just only need to give the full path to the Flatcar image in order to run your test. So it's quite simple to run a test locally. Let's have a look to a more complex test with Kola. So this is the kind of integration test I mentioned earlier. In this test, we try to deploy a cluster, a Kubernetes cluster. So it has three main instances, a worker, a controller, and etcd node. For each of the version, we have a test, so 21, 22, and 1.23. And we try to cover also CNI, so Calico, Cilium, and Flannel. There is currently an open issue to bring a new test for KubeNet CNI, but yeah, currently this is how it works. So with this test, we provision the instance with ignition, we install the required binaries, we run the things, and we deploy a simple Nginx pod to be sure that everything is working correctly. For this test, we have a main body of the test, and there is a matrix for the version and the CNI to avoid to rewriting the same test again and again for each new version, each new CNI. Now we talk about how the things are running. Let's have a look to the implementation itself of the test. Kola is developed in Go language, so you need to learn a bit about Go if you want to write new tests into the framework. But basically, you just need to implement this structure. There are a bunch of attributes, but only a couple of them are really important. So you have the name, of course, of the test, and you have the run function. This is where you will implement the whole logic itself of the test. This is where you are going to run command on the instances, fetch output, and try to match to see if it works as expected. All your logic is going to be defined into this very function. You have also the user data. So this is super useful if you want to provide ignition or container Linux configuration to your booting instance in order to provision it at the boot time. So yeah, this is useful if you need to do some requirements before running the test. So for example, with kubeADM, we pull all the necessary binaries, all the required stuff to be able to run a Kubernetes cluster. You have the cluster size. So Kola is going to take care about creating the instance for you, and you can create as many instances as you want. And finally, you have a bunch of slice with the platforms, distribution, channels, architectures, and by default, they are set to all. So by default, we test all platforms, all architectures, all channels. So if really you want to be granular in your control, you can just specify some specific platforms. But as we said, we try to be platform agnostic when we write the test. The flags. So this is quite useful because, for example, all the tests are running with SC-Linux in enforced mode. We took this approach because if we run the test in the worst condition, and if it works, we are sure that it will work in every condition. But for some particular case, you might be interested to deactivate SC-Linux, and this is you can do that using this flags attribute. And finally, you have the minimum version and the end version. With that, you can say that this test is going to be deprecated after this version, or this version won't be able to run that test. So you have a control on where you want to test something. For example, if you bring a new feature and it's only available from the latest version of Flatcar, you can simply mention that into this attribute. Okay, so I think we covered all the basic requirements to write a test. So we've seen the structure, we've seen the statement of how we should define the test. Let's now have a look to write a simple test, actually. So I'm going to open my terminal. The test we are going to write is a simple one. We just want to be sure that the command "Who am I?" is working fine on Flatcar. So the test is going to run the "Who am I?" command on a Flatcar deployed instance. And then we are going to fetch the output and we are going to compare to the expected user, which is core user. So I since it's a Go file, I'm starting with the headers. They can be generated, of course, but let's do the things in the right order. Then I add the init function. So in the init function, this is where we are registering our test. And you can see that we have the test structure we've seen earlier. So I give a name for them.whoami. I give a run function, the whoami test function, and finally the cluster size of one because I only need one instance. Then I add the test logic. So the test logic is quite simple. Since we have a cluster size of one, we can just fetch the first instance created. Then we SSH into the instance, we run the command "Who am I?" we get the result, and we compare the result to core. And if it's not core, the test is failing. Finally, we are building locally our Colab binary, and we have said that the FOSDEM test is here, and we run the test. So this is the only thing I have to do in this demo is to type my password, and we run the test. So it's going to deploy locally using QEMU a Flatcar instance with the Flatcar image I provide in the path. Going to provision with some requirements like SSH key for Colab to interact with the instance. Going to run the test, to exec the test, and to give the output. So in this case, it's a success. It passed in 20 seconds. And after that, it takes care of cleaning the created instance. So that was the demo. Let's go back to the slide. And let's talk about debugging. So this was a really simple test. Just run a "Who am I?" command. Of course, when you're going to write your first test, when you want to implement some complex behavior with integration test, it won't be that easy. And of course, you are going to fail. We all fail in IT. So it's some kind of iteration. We need to fail to learn and to get better. So let's see how we can debug actually the test with Colab and Flatcar. So first of all, we can inspect the running instances. With this kind of flag, we are able to upload and to inject the SSH key into the booted instance. So we are able to SSH into the instance and to look around. And by giving the remove false flag, we're able to keep the instance after the failure of the test. Because Colab is going to, by default, to remove the instance when the test is over. But with that, we say to Colab to not remove this instance, and we have plenty of time to just debug the instance and to look around. We can also have a look to the logs. So for each test run locally or in a cloud provider, a folder will be created with a timestamp, and in this folder you have the properties.json. So this is all the runtime argument given give gave sorry to Colab, which platforms, which architectures, which flags, and so on. We have the reports and the test.tap. So this is basically the output of the test. The test result is a success, is a failure, and test.tap can be interfaced with external component. For example, we are using Jenkins to have a nice display and overview of the test result. And we have a folder dedicated to the test name itself. So in this case, it was the cl.basic test. So we now have a folder dedicated to this test. And in this folder, you will have one folder for each instance created. So for example, with another test, the cl.etcd member.discovery, we are going to create three instances into the test. So for each of these instances, we will have a unique folder, and in each of these folder, we have the console.txt. So it's the dmessage command. You have the ignition.json in case you want to get this ignition, inject them into a new instance to try to reproduce the test environment. We have the journal.txt. So this is all the systemd logs. So with that, it's quite complete to be able to debug your instance and to get more information about what's going on inside your test. We just seen how it works with QEMU on the local test environment. Now let's have a look to a cloud provider example. So with packet slash Equinix Metal, we have certain amounts of flags to run the test from your instance. You just need to give a couple more information, of course, since it's a cloud provider, you need to give the API key, the source image URL, and so on. But it's quite the same thing in the end. Cola run, give a flag, and the test name. So this is all the magic around Cola. And this test framework is that it abstracts and it hides the complexity of cloud provider implementation. So with Equinix Metal test, we have exactly the same folder to debug our test. We can also SSH into the instance. Everything is done to be only focused on the test and the test results. So yes. And as I said, Cola is going to take care about creating and deleting the instances, but we can be more complex than that. For example, with Azure, you have a network out interface, you have the resource group to create it, and so on. So Cola is going to take care about everything for each provider, use the implementation to talk with the API. For example, with Equinix Metal, we are using Pixie Boot to create the instance. So the instance is booting with Pixie, install Flatcar, and reboot into Flatcar. And for example, with this approach, it was putting a bit of pressure onto the cloud providers. So we decided to go with recycling the instances. Anyway, we implemented our own logic between the cloud provider and the test itself. But at the end, it's only the test writer is not impacted by this approach. But it's just to show that with Cola, you're just dedicated to write a test and you don't care about how it works under the stage. So to conclude this talk, as many things in the life and in the IT, testing is iterating. So we won't succeed at first. We need to try, test, and learn. So yeah, this is a great school, I would say. Coverage is one of the indicators you can use to define the quality of a software. It's not the only one. And if you have 100% of a coverage of something, it doesn't mean that it's bulletproof, but it's a great indicator. And finally, writing tests is a great way to contribute to an operating system or to Flatcar. If you don't want to contribute directly into the operating system, you can contribute by writing tests with your Go skills. I gave a link with the OpenEd issue related to Cola and to Mantle. So thanks again for your invitation. Thanks for them 2022 for having us, and take care.